After more than 3 years of lobbying, Australia has dropped its bid to host next year's COP31 climate summit, and Adelaide has lost the global stage and an economic boost. It's left a bitter taste for many in the festival state, with the Premier labelling the process for deciding the COP31 host as obscene.
We put our best foot forward. We won the rights as a city and a state to host COP if it was won internationally. Internationally, that wasn't able to be achieved for reasons that I think come down to an obscene process that the UN has.
That's the SA Premier, Peter Malinauskas. Well, Dr. Jane Lomax-Smith is the Lord Mayor of the City of Adelaide and joins me now. Mayor, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
How disappointed are you by the news that Adelaide will be missing out?
Well, we're all terribly disappointed. It would have been a huge boost to the city. It would have put us on the world stage so that everyone would be talking about the Adelaide Agreement. But on top of that, it would have brought some really practical solutions. Having now attended my very first COP, I realised that on one level you can be excited about the economic opportunity of having 50,000 plus people coming to town and filling up the hotels and restaurants and shops. But on another level, it is an extraordinary opportunity to learn about activities. And one of the areas that interested me as a mayor was the fact that local government was front and centre in dealing with remediation, adaptation, and the job we have to do to be resilient in the future. I think that people sometimes forget that it's not just about net zero and going to renewables, which of course South Australia is well advanced in. We're at 75% now. We lead Australia and are right up there globally. But we still have the impact of climate change. There can't be an Australian that doesn't know that our droughts are getting worse, our floods are getting more dangerous. The heat in our cities is becoming unbearable on several days of the year and getting more common. And we suffer from various parts of our environment being damaged, being poisoned and being unattractive to occupy, but also it's affecting our health. So we have to make changes, and having global advice about air pollution and how to deal with some of the issues to do with certain members amounts of environmental degradation can only be good. So that would have been a good outcome as well.
How did you find out this news about Australia missing out?
Well, I'm in contact with the people still at COP, so I saw the press conference by the minister, and of course we were disappointed. I know that people have been talking about this not being an appropriate way to spend money, but as far as I'm concerned, you have to be in it to win it. We put our best foot forward, and you don't always win everything you try for, but we should never say it's never worth trying, because the impact of conventions and conferences on a city like Adelaide is significant.
What was the estimated cost for hosting COP in Adelaide?
Well, we weren't paying, that's the first thing, but all the money was going to flood into us. So I don't think there's any South Australian who would say we don't want the Commonwealth to spend money in our state and produce economic benefit, produce jobs and fill up our retail, our restaurants and our hotels.
So what was the estimate of the Commonwealth cost to have COP in Australia?
I don't know the numbers. Clearly it's expensive. But what I do know about conventions and conferences is that when we put them on in Adelaide, we get a 9-to-1 return on our investment. That people who come to conventions and conferences spend more than ordinary tourists. I think the profitability of this event would be much less, because, of course, the security, the policing, the whole safety of the issue is much more expensive, because you've got heads of states, kings, you've got presidents, you've got prime ministers, and that actually does put the costs up. But if money's flowing to South Australia, I, for one, am not going to complain.
Do you think there may have been a different outcome had the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, and the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, made the trip to Brazil in person?
There was absolutely no doubt that everybody I spoke to, whether they were from Africa, North America, Asia, Pacific, was on our side. They wanted to come to Adelaide. They'd heard about our climate credentials. They knew about the early uptake of some of our environmental measures. They wanted to come to Australia. And my sense was that everybody was on side, but the rules, as the Premier keeps saying, of the UN decision-making are for consensus. And while Turkey was holding out, it was very difficult for us to see a path to winning this bid. And I think that the Commonwealth and the state are as disappointed as I am, because we would have really enjoyed the opportunity to lay on a good event, but also enjoy the benefits and the legacy afterwards. So I think we were all disappointed.
What's the outlook for the summer ahead for economics and tourism for the city of Adelaide? You don't touch the beach, but it affects who's staying in the city when it comes to the algal bloom that's currently underway.
Well, my view is that there's no city anywhere in the world that doesn't experience some kind of environmental breakdown. Let's face it, this is a global phenomenon. Every city is suffering from the changes in our climate, the changes in our environment, and the damage we are collectively doing. So I don't regard the algal bloom as being something that affected the COP bid. In terms of the city, we are recognised to be the most attractive place to do business. Our tourism is booming and our convention trade is going well. So I think that the city has low vacancy levels. It's got high return to work after working from home. And I'm really positive about our city and our state. But we can always do better. And I know that many of the tourism and hotel operators were disappointed we didn't have this huge event. But you look at our calendar, you look at Adelaide's calendar of events, it's so busy. The whole year is full of activity. It's sport, it's arts, it's a whole range of conventions, and we're doing well.
Lord Mayor, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Great to speak to you. Thank you.